Welcome to Jubilations, a Judaic podcast intended to educate, inspire, and motivate your hungry Jewish mind. Each week, Jubilations dives into the minds of influential Jewish people speaking powerful words of wisdom. Yitzi Kasowitz, thank you for joining me today on Jubilations. You are the creator and founder and owner of an executive director of JBRIC. Is it JBRIC Minnesota? Is it JBRIC anything? Or is it just JBRIC?
It's JBRIC.com.
Okay. JBRIC.com. Okay, so tell us a little bit about some of your products that we have right now that we're really trying to exploit for the Hanukkah season.
So
we'll start with the Hanukkah season.
Sure.
Is that cool?
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, first, okay. Thank you so much for having me here. This is really cool and exciting. Thank you, anyone coming and joining us and listening and watching. So this Hanukkah, we are basically at our 2-year anniversary for JBRIC.
Awesome.
We, you know, started off with 100 of the 3-in-1 grain white menorah or gray menorah that you can turn this from this menorah to a different menorah. And then also it has instructions for a dreidel. So we made 100 of those and they sold out in a week.
Amazing.
And no one knew about us. So that was really cool. So we thought we'd make a full company out of it. I can't go further really without mentioning my wife. She is the other half of the company. She really, you know, I can play with Lego all day long, but someone actually needs to keep the numbers straight.
And didn't you, had a fondness for Lego since you were little, wasn't that the deal?
Yes, yeah.
And you created this because you wanted to be an adult and play with Lego and you didn't want it to seem odd.
Absolutely. Okay, I had my perfect bar mitzvah and my parents were like, okay, maybe it's time to put away the Lego, you know, you're getting a little big for that. And I'm like, why?
So how did you come up with this idea?
You know, I actually got hired as a professional Lego builder for another company.
A professional Lego builder. That's an awesome title, isn't it?
It's cool. Actually, when I met my wife, she's like, what's your dream job? I'm like, master Lego builder. She's like, yeah, but really? I'm like, no, really? I mean, it's a fantasy. I mean, yeah. who's ever going to get that job?
But yeah. But look how that happened. How weird is that?
Be careful what you wish for.
It's crazy.
We don't believe in coincidence. We believe everything is divine providence. So everything has a reason. Everything fell in its place. I mean, thankfully, the company I work for is, you know, half an hour away from me in Minnesota. There could have been the same company in another state, and that wouldn't have worked out real well.
Yeah. What's that company's name?
The company is Brickmania. And the owner is Daniel Siskin. He's actually the first non-Lego employee to have his name on a Lego box. He designed a set that the Lego company asked him if they could license it from him.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, they actually made a he made a blacksmith shop, and they asked him if they could use it as an official Lego set with his name on it. Took the lures, I think, probably about a year to figure out how to do it. And
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So Lego company wanted to hire him as a master Lego builder. He decided to keep his own company instead, and I am privileged enough to work directly under him. So
cool.
I get to learn all these techniques and stuff. He's the one that actually suggested that I make this menorah and actually make a company out of JBRIC.
And what's really cool, I think, about, is that the first one you came out with? Your first project?
That is.
Okay. And so it does three things, right?
That particular set, our 3-in-1 gray menorah, you build two different menorahs with it. Comes with instructions and all the pieces to build, not all at the same time, but you could build one, take it apart, build the next one, take it apart. Yeah. And then it also, you could build a dreidel.
Which is really cool.
This gray one is $38. So we also have other dreidels. We have a set of 4 dreidels that come with high quality die cut black on vinyl stickers. So you get 16 pieces, 16 stickers. They spin well. I mean, if you're watching this live, they spin.
Is that a separate kit?
It's a dreidel kit. Yeah.
And I think it's really important for people to know that this is real Lego stuff. I think that
absolutely.
That was one thing that I think is a big selling point about it is it's not, this does not come from China, right?
That's correct. That's one of our biggest educational things we have to do about this is everyone is like, well, is it compatible with Lego? Where do you make it? You know, I mean, these dreidels are, it's a set of four for $15 and it's real Lego. I go down to the Mall of America. I see they've got red brick on the wall. I will take, you know, I'll get a cup of the red brick, I'll get a cup of the yellow brick, you know, and I'll come home and say, okay, I got to get the rest of these pieces. I'll make a kit out of it. And people have suggested, why don't you go to China? Why don't you make the pieces there? You can make tens of thousands of sets for really cheap. You could be selling this to Target and everywhere. And I agree with them. I probably could. I've seen Judaica for the last 50 years. Some of it, I don't want to say all of it, but a lot of it's been the same. And I see a lot of cheap product out there. And I thought there has to be something, there has to be a quality, fun, you know, set that it's going to retain its value but can still be played with. I choose to stick to Lego. I always like Lego, and people, you know, they also tell me, I mean, if they buy a Chinese knockoff set, you know,
you can tell.
Mega Bloks or whatever, it just doesn't hold together.
Yeah.
You could buy it for cheaper, but you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
So this is a business. Lego does not give me a discount, so I don't get a wholesale price from them. You know, I know Judaica stores, you know, let's say if they want to share our product, they need to get a discount. So we still provide pretty good discounts for Judaica stores, outreach centers and schools. You know, JCCs, they'll call us with, you know, special projects or, you know, whatever. Hey, can you put together a large, you know, can you send us 200 menorahs or whatever? Or this new mezuzah, you know, case that we have. Like, hey, can you send us a bunch of these mezuzah cases?
Those are really cool. They're so beautiful.
But instead of having them in the individually wrapped retail package, we'll send them, you know, packages of 50, all separated in bags with larger instructions, you know, stuff like
that's
cool. So we can work with people.
So this, the mezuzah kit is like, you've got a picture of it pretty much like rainbow stuff, but you can like do whatever you want, right?
You can mix it up. You could follow the instructions and put the colors exactly how they're on the picture, or you can mix it up. You can make it, if your mezuzah scroll is a little shorter, you can leave out a few pieces and condense it.
So it comes with the stuff to mount it, but not the actual scroll.
Correct. Well, the thing really to be careful with the mezuzah scrolls are, you could go online, you could find them out there, whatever, but there really is, and I don't know all the laws, but there's scribes that are trained special in how to, you know, which parchment to use and the ink and all that. And some people, they'll just spit it out on a printer. There are fake ones out there.
Yeah.
And a lot of us, including myself, that don't know all the laws and stuff. And that's partially why I don't sell. I'm sure I could get some good resources of where to buy them and resell them. But then I figure I may as well just take out the middleman. Why should I get it and then charge someone else? I mean, find your own mezuzah scrolls, but just make sure they're kosher.
Yeah.
If you have a cool mezuzah case, that's nice. Just, you know, protect your home, you know, with a kosher,
with the,
you know,
proper mezuzah scroll.
Absolutely.
So
for this Hanukkah, we came out with a new menorah set. It's like 11 inches wide, 9 inches tall. It's a really nice set. It's blue and white. It's blue and white. It's got like yellow candles with like a trans red on top.
And then you have like an electrical kit people can buy for that, right?
We have a couple electric LED kits that you can use with this. The basic one, basically you plug in the lights, you turn on the battery box, you know, they're on.
Are they all lit?
Lit. But you have to plug in, you know, each one, so you can plug in one at a time. So the first night you could plug in the first.
Not,
you know,
a real tonight. Plug, but like a...
Is the, it, little, the little LED... The little plugs. So
you don't,
there's its own little circuit board.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Right.
So I'm thinking plugs that you need like 9 plugs for the wall.
Right. No.
8 plugs.
So it comes with a little battery box, and then it has a little circuit board that battery box attaches to. And then there are 9 spots to plug in little lights. Those lights, those where you plug them in, they have wires coming out. With the light at the end.
Okay.
And then they're real thin wires, so you could just take your Lego piece, just pick it up, put the light in, pinch it back down, and you're good to go. The deluxe set is really cool. The guy actually, he's a local guy in town that programmed the, unfortunately, I don't have it with me here. I wish I could show you guys right now. You know, why don't you go to jbrick.com? We have a video up right now. You can check it out and see one of those menorahs.
But didn't you say it like lights up for each?
It'll go, yeah. So you can use it. It's compatible with either our gray menorah or our blue and white menorah. And it has a memory, first of all, that will, so if you set it for the first night, it'll first light the shamash the proper way, the first one, and then it'll light the first light, and then it'll flicker. And it has even an adjustable thing to how...
Change the flicker?
Yes.
Okay, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's really cool. So there's like three switches on there, or one dial and two switches. And then the next switch, so you can say, okay, so set it for the second night. So you do the switch up and down, set for the second night. Then you push the button, it'll light the shamash first. And then it'll light the second one first, and then the first one. Wow. And then you flip the switch for the third night, and it'll light the third one, then the second, then the first.
Cool.
Always with the shamash first.
Yeah.
Same thing for the, you know, you get to the eighth night, it's lighting the eighth, then seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, and then they're all flickering, you know, depending on how you want to
cool.
flicker.
Cool. Very cool.
It is really cool. At the beginning, when we first did this, people were like, you know, do you have LEDs for this? I'm like, I don't. And if I did, it would probably be expensive because I'm not going to China to get 10,000 of these. And some people are like, well, if you don't have lights, I don't want to get it. And then they're like, okay, it's really cool. I want it anyway. But when you get the lights, let us know. So enough people asked us about it that we finally went and did it. I thought it was a little spendy. The guy, I mean, he like solders them all up himself.
So you found a place to do business in America.
Yes. He's a local guy. He used to live a couple blocks from me.
Cool.
And he wires them. So if I tell him, hey, if I need 20 deluxe menorah, he's like, okay, that'll, you know, take me 2 days. You know, I gotta wire them all up. But yeah, we have them both available. Go to jbrick.com, check it out. There's the basic and the deluxe. I was surprised. I thought, you know, it's going to be a little spendy and people are just going to get the basic. If anything, actually, mostly people get the deluxe because of all the
cool.
facts.
It is really cool. And how much is it for that light kit?
I believe the basic is $45 and the deluxe is $85.
But I'm assuming it lasts like forever.
It should. Right? I mean, so long as you don't rip a wire
or
something.
You said LED. Is it LED?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So those are like pretty much forever.
Yeah, they're not even like little light bulbs anymore. They're
like
he actually has the lights that are so small. They're actually on a little circuit board, which is like paper thin, and that with the wire fits inside. You know, the Lego
unbelievable.
Stuff. You could crunch those wires in between the Lego.
That's crazy.
You got to check out the video. That's really cool. Yeah.
All right. So what else do we have?
So we have some.
So like after, let's just say like. Oh, that's your Sadaka.
I'll just show these real
quick.
That's
awesome.
So these Sadaka boxes here. So some of our things we have that, you know, kids can play with it, you know, put it together, like our Shabbos candle lighting set. You have a mother and daughter with a little table and the little minifigures. They can play with that. Then there's the father and son with the Kiddush set. And then you could combine those and have a real long, you know, Shabbat table.
Cool.
Really nice. And there's little things, a couple sukkah sets and stuff like that that the kids can play with. Then we like having some functional sets like these Sadaka boxes. Here's a smaller one. So you build it just, you know, ground up traditionally, brick on brick. And then when you're done, you could pop off the top, you know, and take the money out.
Yeah.
And all of our tzedakah boxes.
And what are those? Maybe about 2-3 inches tall, 2.5 inches tall?
No, it's more than that.
Is it, do you think?
Yeah. Okay. I don't remember the exact size, but it's more than that.
Okay. Just so people kind of that are just listening can know.
I would say it's probably 4 inches.
And he's got like blue and red.
We have
red.
Four colors. I only have these two here with me.
Oh, okay.
But there's like a burgundy, baby blue. We have a green and a pink.
All right. So it says Sadaka and Hebrew on the front. Are they stickers?
These are high quality, same
That's
kind of stickers,
same stickers
we get from the same company as the dreidels.
Okay, yep. Awesome.
And these are, we want these for kids, you know, that they could have it on their nightstands in their room. So, you know, they always think about giving charity.
Yeah.
They do a little bit. And then they're intentionally small so that they fill up and then you have to go and actually give it to a charity. You got to give it
that.
To a school or something and then start refilling it.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if you have your own Lego brick and you want to make this taller, it's Lego. Just keep building up.
You can build. Isn't that crazy?
And then you could change the colors. Heck, if you get... Two, you can switch the colors around. You can make patterns. You can do all kinds. It's
very
Lego.
Cool.
Do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
Now, this big one, this is a real special one.
I love this.
So I came up with the idea, and then I showed it to my wife, and I'm like, but this is way too expensive. There's no... She's like, no, you have to put it for sale. This may be our most expensive product. We may not sell that many, but you have to put it out there because this is really a special one. I can't show you all the tricks in here that I used to
so
do
we
this.
Need to explain that this one is kind of like an ecru, beigey color. And then it is, I don't know, what do you think, 8 inches tall? The base of it? Do you think?
Again, I don't remember the measurements.
Okay,
but
it's a good height.
It is, and it's, at least.
Wow, it's big. It's very big. And then Sadaka.
It's, I think, 10 inches.
10 inches. And Sadaka is in Hebrew on the sides.
All
with
four
clear,
sides.
All four sides with clear Legos. Is it clear Legos?
It is transparent. You could see right through
wow.
it. And the whole point of that is when you put the money in that you could actually see it inside. Now, the bigger part to
that
this
is
that I literally, I mean, I could do this on camera right here. You take this, you could drop it on the ground.
And nothing will happen.
I dropped it.
Yeah.
It didn't shatter into a million pieces.
Wow.
It's still one piece. I don't even have to squash it
How
back
does that
together.
Stay? Just because it's just a really good Lego's
because
good.
Because I'm a professional.
There you go. You're a professional Lego
if
builder.
You could
but
see
can
it.
People do that at home?
Yes. See. Do you see the internals?
Wow.
I built basically a sort of a frame with
good base for it.
An interesting technique.
Yeah.
And that's literally how I built it, how I tested it out, is I figured this thing is going to start weighing a lot when you start filling this up with money.
Yeah.
And why would you want to hold it here if this is all full of money and then the whole bottom is going to drop out? I'm like,
yes.
I have to figure out a way to, you could try to pull this apart and it won't go.
Wow.
But it's still Lego and it's not glued. You
that's
could
amazing.
Just take all the pieces apart.
Wow.
This is a solid piece too. I could have made it lock all together, but I thought this was easier.
So you guys got to make sure you check out the Facebook Live video that we're going to put up.
Yeah.
That'll show you everything. You can get visual on it. Very cool.
I'm going to show you
I love that
two
one.
More things quick that we have that are functional, and then I'm going to go back to a couple of sets that are playable and one that we're actually going to, we're actually finalizing tonight. I think I'm going to finish putting them in the box tonight.
Cool.
And then maybe we'll put them up for sale tonight or tomorrow.
Cool.
First one is this Grogger, really popular.
Wow. How do you do that? How do you get it to?
Check it out.
Wow.
It took me a while to come up with this design. And actually I'm limited because it's Lego, because I'm not making these pieces. I have to work with what's existing, and they have a limited quantity of these out there, and I basically purchased most of them, so there's only a few left.
So how did you get those? What did Lego use that for something that made a noise like that?
Oh, they didn't use it to make a noise.
Oh, you just came up with that.
Yeah, here, check it out.
Oh, I didn't know if they had like cars that they would make it.
No, this is my own design.
Amazing.
That gear on there is probably for some, you know, robot.
And you can go both ways, which is really cool.
Yep.
Oh my God, it's awesome.
Give it a spin.
Oh my God, I love it.
I made it. I brought it home. I gave it to my kids to try it. I'm like, if my 4-year-old can spin this and it's making noise,
it's really easy.
And I told him, I gave it to my 11-year-old. I'm like, spin this as hard as you can. If this thing doesn't fly apart and hit someone in the eye, or if it, you know, then I can't sell it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, then it's good to go.
Wow.
I gave it to all my kids, you know, come on, give it a whirl.
Yeah.
And then we're like,
that's
this
crazy.
Is it. And then we sold, I mean, they were flying off the shelves. I think we sold, I don't know, it was like close to 700 or something. They sold like in a couple of days.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And are you selling them just, you know, in Minnesota or are they other places?
Around the world.
Are they?
Every day we're getting orders from different places. I think we just got our first order from Hawaii, but we've sent to Brazil, Australia, England, Israel.
Wow. Awesome.
Everywhere.
That's
awesome. Here's another functional piece. And this is also a 2-in-1. So here's a Seder plate. I believe it's 10 inches across. Again, you get the high quality, stickers on there. It's not just like a regular sticker sheet. This is, it's a very high quality.
They're really nice looking.
They're thicker vinyl.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say this is dishwasher safe.
Yeah.
But,
it could probably handle it.
But
it might melt.
But people have used this. This is supposed to be a functional Seder plate.
Cool.
So it keeps the kids occupied for a little bit, you know, while the Seder's going on. They have to take a little time to put it together.
Yeah.
And then I figured, you know, people are going to use it for how many times during the year? A menorah you can use for 8 nights. A Seder plate, it's 2 nights. What are you going to do with the rest of the year with this thing, right?
Yeah.
So I put a hanging hook piece in the back. It's got a hole on there.
Cool.
So you can, this
you
is
can
just a
hang
Lego,
your Seder plate
yeah,
up.
Yeah, this is a Lego pin just to show that.
Wow.
But basically,
people could like show off their kids' art, Lego art.
This is Lego art. This is a Lego mosaic, basically.
Yeah, cool.
So you could hang that up all year round. Oh, and I don't know if you could see it or not, but there's a Star of David in the middle.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Oh, it's so cool.
There's a little.
That's really cool. And I like the way you have your little J-brick thing. Is it a sticker?
It is.
Oh,
it's part of the same sticker sheet.
Oh, it's sweet.
Our first edition, I don't think, had that, but their second one does.
So how do you get the green underneath?
In here?
So it's
indented. Yeah, it's indented. So you could put little cups in here.
Oh. Yeah. But no. No, I mean, the green. How did you get? Are they green Legos?
Yeah. Those are green Lego tiles.
Oh, gosh, that's cool. Very cool.
It is functional. You could hold it on one end. You could put something on the other. Here, try it. You could put the Sudoku box on the other end, and it'll hold.
Wow. Yeah, they're very strong. These are not chintzy things, for sure.
Know, like I said, I was very lucky to be working directly under Master Lego Builder.
Yeah.
So
has he been, he's been pretty helpful, or did you, you're so into it, you kind of,
no, I mean, it's
times
it's,
you get stuck where he helps or you're okay.
No, definitely. There are certain things. I mean, especially with certain things, like let's say the menorah when I was first starting off and I didn't know yet how to make instructions and stuff.
Oh yeah.
He helped
me
100%. He did the whole thing.
Got it. Got it.
I'm forever thankful to him.
Cool.
And he's still supportive. I mean, today I worked there.
What else did you bring with today too?
Okay, so those are the functional things. Then we have, then we start having some of our minifigures and stuff. I'll just show you this real quick. These are our Israeli soldiers. We custom printed these. You saw the original ones that were stickers. These are actual prints.
No, I thought I remembered seeing the girl. I loved that you had a girl one. Stickers?
That was the sticker. That was the original one. This is a custom print. Check it out.
Oh, wow.
This is a pad print on the front, exactly like Lego does it. That's how they print theirs. Look at the arm patch.
Well, I love you expect me to be able to see that, right?
That is Israeli flag on the arm. Digital thing, digital print.
Oh, I see it. Oh my gosh, that's wonderful.
And we've got accessories.
The arms move. Yeah. Can she hold a rifle?
Absolutely. And we have rifles too.
And can she hold an Uzi?
Absolutely. Yes.
Look at that. That is so awesome.
Here, we have them with Uzis.
And you know,
stuff.
Can you explain that story a little bit? Because I think it's important for people to know that you had a little trouble with this whole thing, with the whole Lego thing, because they don't do, what'd you say? They don't do war stuff? What did you say? You told me one time about this. Oh, there's a camel. I love it.
Their policy is they don't do any modern warfare stuff. So they don't do a Lego tank or a Lego army jeep, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Or they don't do helmets. They don't do guns. Anything to do really with army. They'll kind of bend the rules a little with Star Wars or...
But they're trying basically not to promote war. Wasn't that kind of their deal?
Right. So they don't do that, and so the company I work for, Brickmania, they make custom military sets.
I love it.
So cool. And then they also don't do religious stuff. I believe they bend the rules a little bit.
Well, they have a Christmas tree, I suppose,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, they don't call it that. It's just a tree.
Of course.
But we all know what's going on.
Yeah.
But that actually allows me to be in business.
Cool.
If they were doing that, then I don't know if I'd be able to
do this.
That's
true. You're right.
So I can use Lego. And then I just have to abide by their policy of, don't use their logo. Don't, just say that this is a Lego product. People shouldn't get confused as to if this is, coming directly from Lego or if this is a custom Lego set, which I'm making at home or something, which is what it is.
Yeah.
So I write on the box, I have their standard disclaimer of, this is not a Lego product, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, we use the words descriptively, like we use Lego brick, not we use Lego, they just want to be real careful about that. Great.
I get it.
All right. So the next thing is, I got one more set to show you before. There's the grand release. Your audience is going to hear and see for the first time.
Cool.
New set that's coming out. No one else has seen it before. But this is a bar mitzvah set. Everybody loves this.
Okay, that's so cute. Look at that.
I don't know if you've seen this.
It's a couple. Is it come with a couple of boys?
Everything in there. Well, there's the father and the rabbi. It's the father and son.
Oh, it's the father and son. Well, it could double over as the rabbi too, couldn't it?
It
kind of looks like a rabbi.
It could. But we already have
you have plans. Like basically Schneerson there.
Just wait till I tell you about this one. But anyway, the bar mitzvah set. So we had a guy.
Wonderful.
We wanted him to make doing a material for Lego is interesting because if it's just a material that's going to fray or tear or that doesn't fold, if it's just like it's thick and it's just kind of float out there. You need something like a cape where it'll go on the neck, but then it'll bend down nicely. Like we have a couple of, each one of them has a tallet, right?
Yeah.
And
well, I see how you did it. You kind of bent it at their like front chest, front
So
shoulder.
We had a guy, we wanted him to laser cut these for us and he did a couple, but they had like a burn mark on it. I'm like, no, that's not going to do. So he... and not only that, but we wanted them printed. I didn't want to sit there with a marker and a ruler and start drawing on lines and stuff. I'm like, no, these got to be printed. These got to be professional all the way. So he actually, he made a die to print these and then punch them out. And then it comes with the crease of where to fold it.
Wow.
So it fits over the neck. You got the dolls. It's printed. You got, printed yarmulkes on the hair. You got the Torah. You've never seen a cuter Torah than this. There's a Torah sticker in there.
Cute.
But the kippahs on here, that was a special print deal that we actually had to print them the same time as these IDF soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
I always had a problem of how, if you wanted to have a Lego minifigure with a kippah on it, how would you do it? You have to like take off the hair or take off the hat or take off the helmet and then put a little Lego piece on top. And I was like, that's no good. We got to figure out a way how to do this. So I figured we need to find the right type of hair to print on it. And then we have to find a printer that can actually do it. And so we finally found a printer that he does prints on Lego, but he's like, I have never done anything like this before. We have to experiment. Send me 20, whatever. We'll do an experiment. We'll see if we can even do it or not. He did the experiment, sent it back. We went over some details and then I had to send him, we had to send a whole setup. It actually cost a lot of money for us to do. But I'm thrilled with how they came out.
Why can't you do 3D printing with this stuff yet?
Oh, I could, but okay, I want to keep with Lego.
But you want it to be, okay, cool.
It's got to be Lego. Lego is, if not the number one, it's one of the number one most recognizable name brands in the world.
Interesting.
Everyone knows it's the top quality.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be Lego compatible. I want it to be 100% Lego pieces.
Yeah.
So then finally we have, knowing that, we did the bar mitzvah set and I was going to,
that's so cute. It's kind of hilarious. Actually,
have the next set.
Look at that.
Okay. I got to show you a couple of details.
I love it.
Since I have it out of the box. Okay. We have,
wow. The big Rebbe.
This is an Aaron. You're focusing on the rabbi, but I kind of like the whole thing. So we have, this is the next kit that's coming out probably tonight. A Aaron Kodesh or Torah Ark, okay? So it will hold a closed Torah inside with a special sticker inside there with it. We have these tablets up here, two printed tablets, okay?
Yeah, that's...
And the rabbi, we're calling him Rabbi Moshe.
Oh,
so you got Moses and
cute.
The tablets.
That's cute.
You could take...
Is that light? Is that...
It doesn't light,
is
but...
Is he turning light? It almost looks like it's lit.
You know what the funny thing is? If you take the menorah kit and you're not using the menorah all year round, you could take one of those lights
and
with the battery box
there.
And light it up. Yes, 100%.
Wow.
Actually, that's a great idea. I'm going to try that out.
Awesome.
So yeah, I've taken out the tablets and have, Rabbi Moses or Rabbi Moshe hold the tablets.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's very versatile. It changes.
But wait a second. You want to see it change? Check this out. It rotates...
Oh, and so it closes
the Torah
inside. Wow, the ark closes. That's amazing.
So you get the Ner Tamid, the light that's always on. Well,
look at how cute that is.
Officially, it's on, but it's like unless you take one of our light kits, one of our LED light kits, you can make that go on. Yeah, I got that one specifically that it should catch the light.
Wow.
So it's kind of cool. You got the little lectern over here. The rabbi could give his little speech and stuff.
I love it.
And this works. This is compatible or works great. It's a great addition
to
our bar mitzvah
set. Is the rabbi all one piece or do you have to make him?
No, they're all separate pieces.
Okay.
Well, not all of it, but it
like
comes...
But like three, it's got like a few pieces.
Yeah, it comes like with both legs and the hips.
Got it.
The upper torso, which includes the hands, the arms,
And then the head
and the beard is separate. The head is separate. And then the head is separate.
Oh, okay. There's lots.
It comes just like a regular Lego set where all the pieces come, you know, in a bag or multiple bags with instructions. It comes unassembled. You don't need glue. This one will come with two printed tiles and a sticker for the Torah.
Very cool.
The Torah has the crowns. You could take them off. The rabbi can hold the Torah.
Wow.
Get that out of there.
Cool. It fits in his hands, yes, kind of, so he can carry it around.
Yes, and not only that,
look at that.
But the bar mitzvah set has a place on the bench. You can't see it here, but it has a place on the bench where you could take the Torah
and set
it there. Or if you want the rabbi or someone to hold it, they can sit there holding it.
Wow.
So
that's cool.
A lot of thought goes into these.
Yeah.
We're not necessarily on a tight schedule where I must release this week and then another set must be released next week. The stickers that we're using for this particular sticker, I couldn't find it anywhere, the type of label sticker that we needed for this. Uh-huh. I couldn't find it at Office Depot. I had to order it from China and then I had to wait. So I'm ready to release it, but I got to wait for the sticker to show up.
Yeah.
Then I got to hand cut them to size and all that. So there's a lot of work that goes into these.
Well, it's very cool. It's very cool. You should be so proud of yourself. Aren't you?
I am. I'm thrilled. I thank God every day. I hate traffic, but suddenly traffic isn't so bad anymore driving back and forth to work.
Because you just love it. It's your passion.
I can smile. It is.
Yeah. And when we find our passion, then we are just okay with everything.
Thank God. I mean, life is crazy busy right now.
Yeah.
It's very often that I don't get to sleep before 5 because I'm up all night putting these things together. Yeah. I am paranoid that any one of these kits will be missing a piece or something.
I don't blame you.
So I put them all in. I put them on the scale. If the scale is off, I dump out all the pieces. I have to count every single piece. It still is possible we miss one now and then.
Yeah.
Or maybe if I'm recounting it and then I'm pouring it back in, maybe one piece fell out then.
Yeah.
But rarely. I'd say in the 2 years that we've been doing this, I think we've gotten 3 calls for missing pieces. And even then, I would say there's a very good chance that when someone opened them, maybe a piece went on the floor.
Yeah.
Because we did have one person that said exactly that. They're like, right, oh, I'm missing a piece, whatever. And then they emailed us back the next day, like, oh, yeah, we found it. So,
okay, cool. Good.
But it does happen. And if you did get one of our sets and it was missing a piece, no problem. Email us. We'll send it right out. You know, on, of course, we'll send it, you know, on our...
And again, tell people about your social media and how they can get a hold of you.
So, jbrick.com. If you want to contact us through there, we have on our contact page or info@jbrick.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Facebook is facebook.com/JBrick fan page. And then Instagram and Twitter is @JewishBrick.
Okay.
And I believe the latest menorah we have also, we put a video up on our YouTube channel, I believe is also JewishBrick.
Cool. And why did you have to go Jewish brick on those? Was J-Brick taken?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, that's all right. Okay, so, and they can also get a hold of you can they email you?
Yeah, or they can email you and get through me. No, I'm kidding.
That's true. No, they can totally email me. So, okay.
Yeah, well, no, go to jbrick.com and just, we have a contact page there. We have also a separate... There's one to send us an email, and there's one just to get on our email list. We don't give our emails to anybody. It's basically exclusively for you guys. We love our fans. If you get a set, take a picture, show us, share it on social media. And then we have ongoing promotions that we do periodically, free shipping, free upgrade on shipping. Right now we have through Hanukkah or, free gift wrapping.
Cool.
So you buy, there's no minimum really. I mean, you buy one set, we'll gift wrap it. So long as you got our email or you see on social media, the code, enter in the coupon code and you will get free gift wrapping.
Cool.
So it is worth it to be on the list. I mean, who doesn't want free shipping or free gift wrapping?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yitzi, thank you so much for joining me today on Jubilations. Thanks for listening to Jubilations. May you go from strength to strength.